Truth, written by Peter Temple and read by Michael Carman. Hunger. Vellani detoured to South Melbourne. Parked in a disabled space, he felt disabled. They knew him at the Greasy, run by Greek outlaws. He customised the hamburger with the lot, subtracted the cheese he couldn't hack, plastic cheese, the bacon with the pink stains of meat and the white fat. Four orders ahead of him, he went down the street, bought a paper, came back and watched the two-station assembly line at work. Jim, the fat cook, changed the station on the radio, and Eric Keogh came on in full voice. "These killings, nothing official yet. We throw millions of dollars, that's millions, throw them at a so-called high-tech, super-sophisticated task force dedicated to stamping out organised crime, and what's the show for the crucible spending? A few idiots jailed, that's it. And now this thing's happened in Oakley, which is..." "You know about this?" said Dimmy, the thinner cook, big hairy hands cupping a mince patty, no gloves. "What's happened to the gloves?" said Vellani. "The food hygiene? Start with clean hands. That's like gloves, no? Anyway, I need to kill some germs." "I sincerely hope," said Vellani. He ate in the car, reading the newspaper, listening to Keogh. "The latest hideous symptom. It's a disease. Drugs and the tolerance and the rubbish that's grown up around drugs, the methadone programs. I ask you, we supply these spineless, gutless individuals with a free drug supposed to lessen their dependence. They now clamour for it, demand it as a right. It's like a superannuation scheme for junkies."
Phone. The secretary, Angela.
Boss, first is Mr. Colby. He requests a 9:30 meeting. And Deputy Commissioner Barry, he'd like to see you soon after."
"Under starter's orders," said Vellani.
"Chief Commissioner David Gillam, the so-called new broom, done nothing except sweep the dirt around and under the carpet. Achieved sweet fanny. All the evidence is that right up to senior levels, some of the cavalry have joined the Indians. I'm talking about corruption in my usual roundabout way. Then there is the massive problem of public order, public safety, the right of law-abiding citizens to go about their business without fear. This city has a very, very serious public order problem, the government. That's our wonder boy, Police Minister Martin Orong. They have done nothing to solve it, and so that's quite rightly a massive issue in this election. Add to it the chaos that is public transport, the gridlock that stops this city twice a day."
Vellani studied the hamburger, the cold grey meat, the globs of congealed fat, seam of egg, charred onion strands. He bit into it.